Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, it's Scott on Radio 1. Hope you're right this afternoon. Hi, chappers.
You all right?
Yeah,
you're
looking very summery.
Thanks, so are you?
Would you like some ice cream?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Oh, go on.
No, I'm fine. Thanks.
No, I've done the right thing, because it's a nice day today. Yeah. I bought you some ice cream.
Yeah, I know, but it's virtually all melted there. I don't want to be ungrateful, but I'm actually...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Ice cream, Becky?
I'm all right, thank you.
Normally when people buy ice creams, they buy individual ones, but you've just bought a massive tub of Neapolitan.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Mm. Oh, right.
More value. Oh, come on, just... It's not like you to turn down an ice cream.
Do you know what? I am a little bit sceptical, because... Normally you'd eat it all yourself.
Just eat a little bit.
And I'd have to ask you to have some. Why are you trying to get me to eat it?
Just have a little spoonful of it. Go on. You know you want to. Go on.
It looks revolting.
Go on, just have a little bit.
Why has he got hair in it? Oh, boy, look. Why has he got hair in it?
No, I don't.
It hasn't got hair in it. If anybody...
What's this? What is that? What is that there? Why have you put loads of hair in ice cream and trying to get me to eat it?
Is that? That's not a hair.
It is.
It's not a hair.
Disgusting. What is it?
All right, actually.
Yeah.
Right, we've taken that out now. So if anyone in the building wants some free ice cream, come to the studio. Thanks.
Scott Mills. This is Radio 1.
Dan in Trowbridge has been on saying, please never ever become an ice cream man. Okay. I think he's one and is a bit disgusted. It's not anything bad. If you want some... There's no one come down yet. If you want some free ice cream... Come down to the Radio 1 studio now, everyone in the building. Wow, this is brilliant. I'm not doing a Tannoy announcement, but to, like, the whole country. Bing, bong. Jonty in Greenford's been on saying, is that the ice cream that had melted when your freezer broke, you tramp, Mills? No. I bought it earlier today. Bit melted, but it's ice cream, isn't it?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You're listening to Radio 1. Cardinal officials coming up, and Joe Bro alert... Jonas Brothers. I went to see Wicked, the musical, last night.
Oh, yeah, how was it?
You know, witches and warlocks and all that business, not really my thing. No. I really enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yes. There was a bit where there was... Oh, I didn't understand. There was a bit in the middle.
That you didn't understand?
Yeah. I didn't quite get what was going on.
You went to a musical and you didn't understand it?
Well, there was a bit where... Am I giving too much away? You know the wizard, when he goes bad for a while? I didn't get that bit. Oh, am I not supposed to say that?
Oh, dear.
But there's a lull in most things, isn't there, about three quarters of the way through?
Oh.
The one that doesn't speak's been learning that and knows how to write a musical book.
It was really, really hot in there, and I did start to, like, slightly drop off. But then, bam, as soon as I started to drop off, another brilliant song.
Did anybody in the audience complain about you smelling of pickled onions?
No.
Did you get away with that?
You think they would in that heat as well?
I would have thought so, yeah.
It was probably quite rank. It got me right in the mood for Scott Mills the musical, though, I'll tell you. Go to see Wicked. I think maybe they had a bigger budget than we have.
Right.
And I think the theatre that I went to is a bit bigger than the one that we're doing it at in Edinburgh.
Holds more than 350, does it?
Yeah.
Wow.
But the special effects were amazing. There was a lot of piff-paff-puff, a lot of smoke.
Right. Are you thinking that's the way to go for yours?
I'd like a lot of dry ice. Also,
and
there was
a lot of piff-paff-puff.
There was a fairy woman who flies through the air. That's good.
See, I've been thinking
about
that.
And what,
you
want this as well?
I'd quite like someone to be able to fly.
I think the best person, you know, the best person that we could get flying through the air?
Yeah.
Wing.
Agreed.
She would
yes.
be
what
amazing.
A brilliant idea.
Just get her in an angel outfit.
Get her in a harness, winch her up, watch her fly.
Far be it for me to point out a slight problem here.
What?
But didn't Wing get sick in the back of a limo? Didn't that give her a feeling of nausea?
Oh, no. We have her flying over the audience and she vomits on them.
I don't think attaching her on a harness and flying her out into a theatre is a particularly good idea.
I'm not feeling too good.
Oh, no.
She'd be all right. She said the only thing she can't do when she emailed me back was acting, but she can do singing, so I'm sure she can do that.
What do you mean?
Well, I emailed her the other day to say, was it all right if she...
Well, you've booked her already.
Also, if she flew out into the audience, wouldn't we have the equivalent of Bruno and Eminem? Isn't that a danger as well?
There is a danger of that.
I don't want to be sat watching Scott Mills a musical one night and have Wing fall
Those
on my head.
Those seats can be extra. You can charge more for them.
I just thought about
it. No, don't go any further with it.
We need to... Every good musical has someone that flies through the air. Surely we can sort that out. Do I have to fly her over again? Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, we haven't
agreed
terms yet.
You've already sorted this out with her.
Well, you know, we're in discussions.
It would be amazing, though. Imagine having Wing. Oh. Scott Mills, the musical. There she is, attached to the harness.
Feeling sick.
I'm not feeling too good. I don't care. That's showbiz. Get on. Sing it, Wing.
There's a hero.
There's loads of smoke going off everywhere.
You've looked inside your heart.
I think she's probably holding a wand.
You don't have to be afraid of what you are.
There's a lot of smoke now on her entrance.
There's an answer. If you reach into your soul.
We've got to get this booked. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hannah.
Who?
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah, where are you?
I'm on the bus home from London.
Oh, where have you been?
To see Wicked.
Did you see it last night?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was really good.
It was, I would go as far as to say it was wicked.
Yeah, it was wicked.
Yeah.
Did the smell of pickled onion put you off?
Yeah, my mum texted me saying that Scott Mills is there and he's going to smell of pickled onion.
Your mum texts you that?
Yeah.
Hannah, you can be honest with me, right? You listen to our show. You can be honest. Did you smell... Did you smell pickled onions at all?
No, I didn't.
Put Radio 1 on! Who's that?
Everyone else on the bus from the school.
Who are they?
Norfolk Film.
Okay, cool. And where are you from?
Crowell, near Scunthorpe in Lincolnshire.
Would you come and see Scott Mills, the musical?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What special effects do you think we could nick from not nick, I mean, you know.
Borrow.
From Wicked.
The bit where she stands on that platform thing with the cape out and goes upwards.
Oh, that is good. We need to get that on.
Yeah, we did this workshop thing today and you met the ghost. The man that played Elvis' dad, we saw him and he told us how he did everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, well, maybe we can get you on board because you know all the secrets.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, wasn't that keen there.
I'm glad you had a good time last night. It would be good to have someone flying, wouldn't it, on a harness or something?
Yeah, it would be cool.
Okay, well, I'll keep you in touch with what's happening, all right?
Yep.
Okay, I love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Nicola.
Hi, Nicola, where are you today?
I'm in Dumfriesshire.
Where?
Dumfriesshire.
Okay, cool. How can I help?
Well, I thought Wing could maybe be your fairy godmother.
In the musical?
Yeah.
That would mean she would have to fly as well, that's good.
Yeah, well, as long as she's not sick and stuff, but, yeah. Like, she'd be really good, because I'm a godmother now, I'm a fairy godmother.
Okay. So what's Wing grants me some wishes and stuff?
Yeah, and, like, well, that could be how you then get on Radio 1, or, well,
aren't you turning it into a panto a little bit? No offence.
Yeah, maybe,
to be a serious musical?
She's behind you. I'm not being funny, Nicola. This is a serious musical. If you could take it seriously, yeah? All right? Be told.
Yeah. Well, no, but, I mean, it would still be cool.
Yeah. Calls like this really don't help, do they?
They don't really. They don't understand, do they?
No.
You think I am, Buttons? I love you.
Love you too. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Do you know what I'm most looking forward to at the moment?
What?
Joe Wiley's book coming out.
Yeah, I saw a copy of that today.
Hi, Joe, if you're listening. So it's out quite soon. I'm going to pre-order my copy tonight of Joe Wiley's book. Do you know what it's about?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Is it an autobiography?
I won't explain why. It's kind of like an autobiography.
Is it like My Life in This Business That We Call Show by Joe Wiley?
It's a lot more than that, though.
Is it?
Yeah, I think
it's... Is it a novel?
I think it's the seven stages of her... life so far. Oh. I think.
Oh, I want it to be some kind of like trashy airport novel. Because it is holiday season. I'm thinking that's why she's got it coming out. Right. She's written a novel, isn't she? Do you think?
Well.
I think she could write a good one. She grasped his rocky nipples and she was in heaven. One of those.
Where have you read that?
Just one of them. In an airport.
You read those books in the airport? And
everyone does.
To the beach?
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Am I being real? What is a rocky nipple?
That's just the kind of thing they say.
Scott knows about them, but sounds like.
Do you think it's a raunchy novel based in the world of indie music? He unlaced her big DMs, and she was in heaven. I'd love
I'm
it
I'm a little bit worried about you what? Here.
They're good.
This says more about what you're thinking than what Joe's thinking.
I would quite like Joe to do... I used to read all my mum's. I'd like Joe to do some readings, maybe, of her saucy novel on the show. Do you remember, like, we used to do Laura's Diary? People love that. Every day at 5:15, Joe Wiley reads from her trashy novel. Think about it. Alan Titchmarsh has done one. He's done Dirty Books.
Yeah, he's an expert in those, isn't he?
Didn't he win some award or something?
What? Dirty Book of the Year?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. You wouldn't think that of Alan Titchmarsh, but he did.
Well,
they've all done it.
There's a hidden side to him, obviously.
Anyway, Joe, just to let you know, your pre-order is with me tonight. I'm going to definitely be doing that, so that's one person that's bought it. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Cat in Barspinon. Her mum reads them all the time in the garden. Those novels.
Why in the garden?
Don't know, she just does. Well, you know, when it's nice weather like this.
Is that so nobody can see that she's reading them?
Yeah. They're not the kind of thing you can read on the bus, really, are they? Especially if you're a bloke, like myself.
Where did you used to read them? Where did you used to read them?
I just used to find them in the house and just read them sometimes.
Okay.
Quite good. Good stories and stuff. About love and things. It's 10 to 5. Oh, what's the carrier's coming up at 5:30? Now, yesterday, Becky, chap has called you, didn't he? Pretended to be someone complaining about the show, who was a bit German.
Yeah.
Sorry, Swiss.
I really, really believed that
You really fell for it, didn't you? Hook, line, and. We got you good.
That was really good, Chappers.
I know.
Of course, though, that meant that Becky has attempted to get her own back today.
Has she?
Now, you think I didn't fall for it yesterday. He's properly fallen
has
for
he?
This. Yeah.
I bet he has. Yeah. Because you are good at these.
What have you done today where you've tried where you've
well, you
to
haven't realised that you've had a call from Becky.
I told you.
I knew it.
That's when did that happen?
It's coming next.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Hi, Scott, it's Jess.
Hi, Jess, where are you?
I'm actually outside a church now. I was in a library before, but it was a bit embarrassing.
Okay, are you doing revising and stuff?
Yeah, revising for my A-level.
Where are you?
Northampton.
Okay, how can it help?
Basically, my GCSE English, I wrote a bit of a weird story.
Right.
Kind of saucy, but my teacher obviously enjoyed it.
You wrote a saucy story for your GCSE?
Yep.
Right.
But no one knows it besides my friends and obviously the teachers, so it's just quite embarrassing.
Right. And then,
what did you get for it?
An A.
An A?
Yeah.
Good work. So nobody else knows about this?
No, well, they do now.
Why?
Because it's a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Does your mum know and stuff?
She did. She found out at parents' evening. My teacher brought it up.
God.
My face turned absolutely red.
What, your teacher read back your saucy story to your mum?
Little snippets of it.
At parents' evening?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
It was really embarrassing.
Oh.
But if she's listening now, I'm so sorry, mum.
What happens in the story, just as a matter of interest?
I'm a drummer and I had there was a talent contest and basically I was describing how I felt before I went to the talent contest, how nervous I was and everything, and it said it in a bit of a suggestive manner.
Oh, God. Oh, your mum must have been pleased, though.
Well, she's happy with my grades, so I can't complain.
That's all that matters.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you, Scott. Bye.
Okay, so... That was good. Earlier today, turn the sax off, please. Becky got her own back on Chappers. A little war you're having at the moment. Chappers phoned up yesterday, and Becky did fall for it so much, didn't you?
Yes.
But you did get him back, as we're about to
find
out.
I still don't know how she's got me back.
Can I just say, this is a brilliant one, because I spent all of last night doing my research, and it's all about the cricket, because I know that's on at the moment in the cricket season.
Hello?
Hello? Is that Chappers?
Sorry? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Chippers.
Who?
Chippers, it's Kevin Peterson.
What?
It's Kevin Peterson, Chippers.
Kevin Peterson?
Yes.
How are you doing, KP?
Someone has just told me a very funny joke.
It's something tickling.
Anyway, no. Anyway, I've got a massive favour to ask of you, Chippers.
Okay. What's that, KP?
I need you to look after Jessica while I'm away on tour.
You need me to look after her?
Yes.
Okay, why? Are you going on tour, are you?
Yes.
I don't know where you're going on tour.
You can teach her the rules about cricket.
Right.
You know, okay. The LBW and the one about the bowler.
The one about the what?
The bowler and the batsman's willy.
Right, tell me about that one again.
You know that one?
No, I don't know that one. Tell me that one. Also, as I've got you, can you just explain?
I will be away hitting them for six.
But hitting what for six?
Them.
Them?
Whatever the six is in cricket, I've got to go.
Well, why? It's not every day I get one of the world's best cricketers on the phone. Why? Do you not want to stay and talk?
I'm too busy. I'm busy with Jessica. I'm looking after her until you come round.
What? Why? Shouldn't you be playing Scotland in a 2020 warm-up game?
Is that today?
Yeah.
Oh! I must get back to the game. Bye.
I can't believe you've forgotten the game, Kevin.
Bye.
Once again, really, really good, Becky.
Podcast.
Oh! What's occurring?
I just thought if we played this music, then Becky would suddenly appear somehow, because I don't know where she's gone at the moment.
She's just scared of losing again, to be honest.
What's occurring?
It is time for Oh, What's Occurring on Radio 1. I just know she's going to rush in any second.
Do you? There's no sign of her.
No.
I reckon we just start and then give me the point.
Shall we?
Yeah, why not?
All right, then. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, Becky!
Hi!
Well, you've just been upstairs practising your limbo dancing.
Yeah, can you tell I'm a bit out of breath?
Yeah.
It's hard being a limboer.
Here's your first situation today. You know Fern Cotton?
Yeah.
She was doing Edith's show last week.
She was.
OMG, she said OMG a lot.
Did she?
Do you know why?
Why?
Because she was doing a feature called OMG.
OMG?
Mm. But here's my question to you. In the 4 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday last week, how many times on Radio 1 did Fern Cotton say, OMG?
Oh.
Chappers.
30.
Just draw him a little graph, sorry. Okay. Becky?
35.
If you put those on your graph.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
OMG, it's Fern Cotton.
So it's now time for OMG, my OMG of today. OMG. 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 So I've got a nice bunch of OMGs here. OMG. 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 OMG, 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 what's your OMG? OMG, 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 oh my god, OMG, 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 G, OMG indeed.
Indeed. There were 122 OMGs.
122 in 4 days?
Yeah.
OMG.
OMG to that, and Becky gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
That was good, that, I like that. Next one. You're probably wondering why I keep going on about you eating that ice cream in that tub over there today a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. You're about to find out. Here's why. Hi, Edith.
Hi, Scott.
Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for asking me.
A lot of people do ask me, how many scoops of ice cream can you fit down your shorts? It's a question I get asked a lot, and today we're going to find out how many.
Great, I'm very much looking forward to going where no woman has gone before.
There we are, so that was what we did earlier.
How many times a week would you say people ask you that?
Oh, at least two or three.
Is it really?
Yeah.
God, Becky feels sick, I think.
I've eat, But I ate some of that ice cream. Mm-hmm. Did it go... Oh, I don't...
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you're about to hear. You did eat some of this. Anyway, let's carry on with the game. So we've got a box of... a tub of old-school Neapolitan.
Strawberry, vanilla and chocolate. Shall we taste it? Here we go. Shall we go with one bowl? Right, I've got to be blindfolded, haven't I? Yeah. You don't want me to see anything.
Shall I really taste not. It? You taste it.
How am I going to do this? Can I touch? Can I...
Can I use my hand? Rather you didn't.
Okay, how many... I've got a minute to see how many balls I can get in.
I will just open my pants... if you want, I'll open my pants. I'll guide your hand towards.
Scoop and then scoop the balls into the pants.
I'll guide your hand towards my pants, okay?
Yeah.
Right, with the scoop, and I'll just open the pants.
What's the coldest thing you've had in your pants before?
Hmm?
What's the coldest thing you've had in your pants before? Okay, here we go.
Ice cubes once.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you? I'm feeling.
Down there, my darling.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
You made her put a blindfold on just so she wouldn't see anything.
Yes.
Fair enough.
You do the same. We have filmed this as well. We're going to try and get the video up online. So, how many scoops could Edith fit down my pants in 1 minute? Becky?
One. And I'm saying one because hopefully the bit that I ate has never been anywhere now near your shorts.
Chappers?
I'm going to say... Did you have big pants on? Was there a lot of room?
Quite big shorts.
Right. I'm going to say... 12.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Edith Bowman trying to scoop as much Neapolitan ice cream down my pants as she can in 1 minute.
Oh, how easy!
Go!
Come back here. Give me, wait, Lewis, the top of your shorts. Sorry, I'm going to touch something a bit. These are big boys, I tell you.
This was the coldest thing that's ever, ever happened in my shorts.
I'm trying to...
Good morning.
Come here. You're giving me a fork here. That's dangerous.
Wow, that's the biggest bulge ever. No.
You come in.
Not that big.
Yeah, come on.
Oh my god, I can't feel anything. Do not try this at home. Everything went numb.
There's a little bit of... It sounds like you're enjoying it.
No, it wasn't. Oh, it's making me hold them.
Why, is the stuff still down there?
No, it's just... it's just reminding me of it.
No, I've eaten it.
No!
I'm
going to
use my hands.
That's surely 1 minute.
I'm going to use my hands. One last one. Come on, hands down there.
Woo!
The tub is almost empty. Come on, one more.
Oh, no,
one.
Please, no. I can't have babies. Ever. Oh my God, it's gone. I've got frostbite. I've got frostbite.
Can I take my
yes.
Can I take my blindfold?
Yes.
Wow, look at the bulge on that.
Wow. It carries on.
I need to take these off.
Surely.
I suggest you put your blindfold back on. Oh my God, it's getting worse.
Oh, that was horrible. It was, the entire tub of ice cream down my shorts. So what I did...
A 2 litre tub?
2 litres. So I'm not really sure who gets the point there.
Well, it must be at least 12. Then.
Yeah,
it
I'd say it's you that gets that.
And what, and then it was poured back into the tub?
I did take the liberty of taking it back out of my shorts and putting it in the tub, just in case you wanted to try some this afternoon, but you didn't.
Oh! What's occurring?
Becky did.
I did. Nice.
That is a video...
That is a video, is it? I right bet there. It is.
We're going to get that up online soon.
As soon as.
I might not watch that. It doesn't.
That was awful. I didn't expect it to be that cold. I know it's ice cream and it's cold. Right, next one. You know...
Danny Winchester makes a very good point here. You blindfolded Edith and yet it was filmed.
Got the Radio 1 logo to use at moments like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, have you not seen it on the website? It just pops up. The logo.
Okay. The last one. You know Stupid Street?
Yeah.
Do Do you think they pay attention to the songs that we play on Radio 1?
Yes.
For example, you know, Dizzy Rascal.
Yeah.
Some people think I'm bonkers. What's the next line?
But they just think
but
I'm...
I just think I'm free. We asked five people on Stupid Street how many people would know the next line to Bonkers. Some people think I'm bonkers. How many people would know what's next?
One.
Three.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Stupid Street trying to get the next line of Bonkers by Dizzy Rascal.
Some people think I'm bonkers.
Some people think I'm not.
No.
No.
Some people think I'm bonkers.
But they're all just plunkers.
Well, it rhymes.
That would be good if it was that, but it's not right.
Some people think I'm bonkers.
I just think I'm free. Something, something, something. I want a cup of tea.
No, but the first bit was
right. The first
bit's
allowed,
so they
isn't
can
it?
Have that. Yeah. The tea bit was wrong.
Some people think I'm bonkers.
Knock them up with plunkers.
Right, a lot of plunkers coming on.
Some people think I'm bonkers.
Because I've got massive conkers.
Well, at least it wasn't plonkers.
Yeah.
You know?
The answer was one, which means Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring. Let me know how you did on 8119.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, if you're at school at the moment, got some brilliant news for you. Becky could be about to become your absolute hero.
How?
Becky will now explain how.
I've got some insider knowledge that might be able to help.
So if you're at school at the moment, obviously you've finished now, but like if you're generally at school at the moment, this could be great news for you.
Basically, I found out how you close schools.
How you close schools?
Yeah, you know, like when there was loads of snow a while back?
Yeah.
And all the schools were closed and you had to go on, like, listen to BBC local radio or go online to see if your school was open or shut.
Yeah.
I found out how they do it, how you can get your school closed. Or at least make everyone think your school is closed so that you don't have to go in.
How?
Without snow?
Yeah.
Right.
So basically, when the head teacher wants to close the school, they have to phone up the local media and they give a password.
How do you know this?
And I found out some passwords. Because I went to see my friend, who might work at a local radio station, and on the wall, this is really high security, it said, school closure passwords, and then it had them all listed. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. I could close all the schools ever.
So
just
you
by
went
phoning up and giving the
this,
secret
only
word.
Only in this area?
No, but I'm sure I can get my hands on other passwords.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've got a network of people out there who are now getting me passwords.
For school closures?
Yeah.
From a rival radio station.
Yeah.
I love that.
So all you have to do now is get the password off me, and then you can phone up and go, hello, it's Mrs. Wow. Smith here, head teacher of such and such,
so
password
kids could,
is...
kids could phone up the local media and go, hello, I am the head teacher of the blah, blah, blah school, and it's closed today because of snow.
What's the password,
the
please?
The password is Marmite. That's not an actual one, is it?
I can't say, can I? Because if I say yes or no, people will be able to close the school.
Please don't try that, because I guess it's probably not a real one.
How are you going to give these passwords out, though?
Can you be bribed?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say, no, I can't be bribed. Of course I can be bribed. What are you going to offer me?
I'm sure the listeners will offer you lots of things now.
Well, if I get any good offers, then I'll give out the passwords.
It's not just pupils that are interested. Teachers are quite interested in these passwords as well.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, there are. There's loads of teachers on going, hi, I'm a teacher. Yeah. Tell me how to close it. She can be bribed.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Wow, this password thing's created quite a reaction on the text. Mostly from school children going, please give out the password for my school. I don't want to go in tomorrow. Or from parents going, I'm actually going to kick your ass, Becky, if you give out any passwords to close any schools at all.
So many offers, though.
A lot of offers. What have you been offered? iPod Touch.
A villa in Spain.
£7,000.
A lot
it's
of cheese.
It's amazing what these...
A lot of cheese, Becky.
A lot of cheese. Just a lot of people are offering up their grandparents, which is quite tempting.
Yeah. Okay, you still haven't found any grandparents, have you?
Two tickets to Girls Aloud for 7:30.
Where are they, though?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't say.
Well, that's Becky in Liverpool, so I would imagine they're in Liverpool, aren't they?
Some of the offers I won't be taking up.
No. I thought they might come in. You never know.
You're noting them all down, though, aren't you? Just in case for the future.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, Scott Mills, the musical. We've got a bit of a plot line that someone sent in. Becky, what have we got?
This is good. This is from Catherine, who should probably... She says she's got a history exam, but... And she'll be revising, but she's written a plot anyway.
Thank you for all these. If you want to write any ideas down, any plots for Scott Mills the musical, people were saying earlier, well, surely it's just going to be about your life, so don't we need, and don't, why do you need plot lines? And also, how can we write songs if we don't know what about? Well, that's true. Just go for it. Just send us plots, send us songs, whatever you want. Loads of people have been doing it already. I'm on my email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We are having a meeting tonight about the musical, and we will be going through some of your plot lines.
This is a really good one, actually. It's set in the distant future. Scott, Chappers and Becky are all in the happy ending care home for has-been celebrities, which is an old people's home. Yeah. Some new DJ comes in to run some silly feature called What Are Those Crazy Old People Talking About? But there is something familiar about this feature.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I used to do that one on Radio 1.
Flashback to the good old days when we all used to work here and all the fun we used to have. And then we can put in the songs. We can put in the songs that we've got. What are you looking at me like that for? We do have fun.
Yeah, no, we do have fun.
You're
yeah.
having fun now by wearing those silly glasses.
They're good glasses.
Why do you have those silly glasses?
You wouldn't
glasses
say they're
on?
Silly if Grimmy was wearing them.
No, I wouldn't. So
I
basically,
would.
There's a lot of plot in between, but it basically ends up with this new DJ, the one that's stolen all our feature ideas, choking to death on a Ferrero Rocher, because that's
really?
His talent, yeah. And we get our jobs back.
Does it say who the new DJ is?
No.
Right.
And then she says at the end, I think you should at least include the idea of someone choking to death on Ferrero Rocher so I haven't totally wasted my valuable revision time.
Well, thank you very much for that.
It's quite comforting to know that Ferrero Rocher will still be available in the distant future.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
You know?
It's what the ambassador would have wanted.
Something's never changed.
It really is. It's good to know that even though we won't be able to eat them because of our teeth and the nuts in them... That
Why, do you struggle now?
No.
You'll be on toffees by then, won't you? You'll just carry them those chocolate eclair sweets round in your handbag.
I would have moved on to Werther's by then. But, yeah, it's nice to know that even though we won't be able to eat them in our old age, they'll still be here. Thank you very much for that plotline. Any more? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We've also got a bit of a song, which has been sent in by somebody called Michael Moore, who I do believe is that fat, annoying bloke off of America who wears a baseball cap off of films.
What, and now he wants to do Scott Mills the musical?
Oh, no, I've just seen his...
He does all the big stuff, doesn't he?
No, this is a different one, I think. It's from...
really?
It's from Lewisham, off of London. Here it is. It's called When You're on the Radio. It's about being on the radio.
Thanks.
Imagine this in Scott Mills the musical, on stage in Edinburgh. Nice violin.
Superstar. When you leave your big house, everyone knows who you are. But it's not fair, 'cause it's not there when you're working on the radio.
Oh.
I'm gonna get rid of it there.
Well, why?
'Cause he's basically saying that you can't be a celebrity if you're on the radio. He's basically saying everyone else is famous apart from you, Scott, because you're only on the radio.
I think you're fine.
I thought he was saying that his house wasn't there when he was on the radio.
No, I think
what,
he was saying...
when every day when he goes to come
well,
to work on the radio,
confused.
His house disappears? That's an amazing plot.
Saying that...
We've had worse.
Yeah, we have. No, they're just saying that nobody recognises you when you're on the radio. That's not true, actually. I was recognised and met up with the entire Newquay football team at the weekend and they loved it.
Hang on a minute, you've kept that quiet until now. What Newquay football team?
Can't remember their name. They said they were a football team from Newquay. Didn't ask any more questions.
You didn't fall for the old we're a professional football team line, did you?
Oh, is that quite a common one?
What did you do?
No, nothing. No, they were just
jump in the team bath.
They were just they were just at Butlins,
right?
In Minehead, and they were like, "Yeah, we're Newquay football team," and I high-fived most of them.
Most of them.
Agnes coming up.
What?
And
what?
Green Day.
Did you miss some of them? Did you have too much to drink?
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.